Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for August 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and pō mārere. Kōria have advised me this week that the current agreement for the national system repeaters will continue at this stage with no changes. This may change going forward. However, for now, I have been advised currently there are no changes. On August 16th, NZART passed 99 years, and we are now in our centennial year. NZART look forward to celebrating this milestone at next year's conference in Auckland. NZART wishes to advise Ms. Braytek has chosen to resign from her current position to pursue other opportunities. NZART wishes Ms. Braytek well in her future endeavours. An update will be provided in the near future on a replacement AREC CEO, and in the meantime, John Murphy will remain in the acting CEO position. Please be assured that our leadership team remains focused and committed to supporting our members and community. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. The Manawatū Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART, is holding its annual table sale on Saturday, the 4th of October, at the Longburn Community Centre, 17 Nyree Street in Longburn. That's off State Highway 56. Doors open for sellers at 8:30 a.m. and the rope will drop to commence trading at 10 a.m. The selling area will be roped off until 10 a.m. with only sellers setting up allowed. However, the kitchen and toilet area will be open beforehand. The usual kitchen food along with hot and cold drinks will be available. Now, the cost of a table to sell your own surplus goods will be $25 for a full table and $15 for a half table. You're requested to have these booked and paid for by Friday the 26th of September. For further details or to book a table, email tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. Remember, this is a cash-only event, so please bring small change if possible. That's for the Manawatū Branch 20 table sale on Saturday, the 4th of October, at the Longburn Community Centre, 17 Nyree Street in Longburn. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZRT business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Tēnā tātou katoa. Greetings, everyone. This is ZL2, Mike Alpha Echo, speaking on behalf of Debbie as she has lost her voice, for once. By now, most members who have given us an email address should have received their 2026 subscription invoice. A few addresses weren't correct, so those members will have received their invoice by post, along with a reminder to update their details. Members who haven't provided an email address will also receive their invoice in the mail. If you're eligible for the $15 discount, please make sure your payment reaches us by the 30th of November 2025. My apologies to those whose invoice does not yet show their name before their call sign. It's been a bigger job than I expected, and it's still a work in progress. With the recent updates to the examination procedures, I encourage all branch exam supervisors to take a look at the changes. You'll find these on our website at nzart.org.nz under the exam procedure section. From there, you can also download the exam database and the call sign application form. As many branches are now running hamcrams, Warren, ZL2 Alpha Juliet, and I, at the request of a branch supervisor, are putting together a How to Hold Hamcrams guide. This will be added to the website in the coming months. The aim is to support smaller branches by sharing what works well for those already running successful Hamgrams weekends. We're gathering feedback now and will soon publish a clear, easy-to-follow template covering advertising, venue setup, and tutoring. Please keep an eye on the website for updates. Finally, I'd like to say that NZART is not just the council, it's all of us. This association exists because of its members. So when you ask for support, you're reaching out not only to council, but also to your fellow branch members and amateurs right across the country. Together, we are NZART. Ngā mihi nui, thank you all and take care. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Annalise. Annalise Zedell 2MAE, stepping in tonight for Debbie Morgan Zedell 2DL, our NZART business manager. Further to Annalise's comments in the stop press notice yesterday from Debbie Zedell 2DL, our business manager, she has advised that all NZART members with a ZL1 call sign were emailed 2 2026 subscription invoices in error. Please only pay the first one received. That information from Debbie, ZL2DL, the NZART business manager. It's time now to get ready for the 82nd Oceania DX contest on the first two weekends of October. Phone 0600 UTC Saturday the 4th of October through to 0600 UTC on Sunday the 5th of October. CW 0600 UTC on Saturday the 11th of October through to 0600 UTC on Sunday the 12th of October. Now, if you're a newcomer or seasoned contester or have only a modest station, the 2025 contest should be another exciting event thanks to the current peak in the solar cycle. The focus of the contest is on promoting HF contacts between stations in Oceania and the rest of the world. For Oceania-based operators, it's a fantastic opportunity to make lots of DX QSOs as stations from the rest of the world turn their beams towards Oceania, searching for you. The rules can be found at oceaniadxcontest.com/rules. So, save the contest dates in your calendar, warm up the rig, tune the antennas, brush up on your operating skills, and join amateurs across the globe in October to make this another amazing OCDX party. That's the 82nd Oceania DX contest on the first two weekends of October. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent weekly amateur radio news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Picayune, Mississippi, here is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
Our top story takes us to Texas, where the company behind a prototype broadband satellite has announced delays in the project's launch. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has more details.
The U.S. mobile broadband provider that hopes to use amateur radio frequencies to support its planned satellite-based network has rolled back on the date for the launch of its new prototype satellite. This is the second delay by AST Space Mobile, which had originally hoped to launch the satellite, known as FM1, in August, and first postponed it to October or November. India's space agency, ISRO, confirmed the delay in a press conference with local Indian media, adding that FM1 would likely not launch until the first quarter of 2026. FM1, which has a phased array antenna, is designed to function as a cell tower from space. The announcement comes barely a week after the company said it expects to launch between 45 and 60 satellites by next year. No reason was given for the postponement, which was reported on the PC Mag website. AST Space Mobile is building its network in partnership with Verizon and AT&T and is considered to rival Starlink services, which are partnered with T-Mobile. Texas-based AST Space Mobile has asked the FCC to authorize its network use of amateur radio frequencies between 430 and 440 megahertz, a request that has drawn challenges from the amateur radio community. In July, the FCC assigned FM1 the call sign WP2XRX, which expires on July 1, 2027. Its license authorizes experimental operation for mobile satellite services only on 37.5 to 42 gigahertz and 2.235 and 2.245 gigahertz. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
This year, the team of operators behind the annual Route 66 on-the-air special event are going above and beyond. Really above and really beyond. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, explains how.
Look up in the sky. It's not a bird. No, it's a plane. And it's piloted by Bill Hartzell, November 3, Whiskey Sierra Hotel. Bill will be using the call sign Whiskey 6 Yankee as the first-time aeronautical rover for this year's Route 66 on the air special event. When hams get on the air on September 6th, he'll be in the air operating as this year's first-time bonus station through September 9th. Bill, a retired U.S. Air Force pilot from Oklahoma, will be flying about 7,000 feet high above traffic on the nation's mother road, making the trip from Chicago to Santa Monica and making QSOs with licensed hams on the ground who are near his route, which he will travel both eastbound and westbound during the event. He will be calling QRZ on 146.490 megahertz simplex. If you get him, it's a bonus. Either way, you can still get a clean sweep chasing the other stations. The 26th annual special event, organized by the Citrus Belt Amateur Radio Club, will remain active for a few more days after Bill's activations, coming in for a landing itself on the 14th. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Next year's Andaman Island De-Expedition is looking for remote operators and giving special priority to young operators. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has that story.
The team planning the Andaman Island De-Expedition in 2026 has an ambitious agenda. The goal is to log at least 100,000 QSOs while the team is on the air from the Indian archipelago in the Bay of Bengal. Contacts from around the world are expected to keep the on-site crew of 18 busy, but organisers plan to add to the team by bringing remote operators, especially young licensed amateurs, on board. The remote team lead, Jerry W1VE, is a veteran of remote operations for the VP6A, E51D and other de-expeditions, and is hoping to replicate those successes with the Andaman Island de-expedition. Hams who participate in the remote operation will be required to have an Indian visa and an amateur radio license from India, even though they will not be physically present. Operators are to be selected by the 1st of April 2026. It promises to be a busy time once the activation gets underway on October 19, 2026. The operators expect to participate in the 2026 CQ Worldwide SSB contest representing India. They will also be activating three POTA sites between 27th and the 29th of October. The entity is also IOTA AS-001. Jerry asks that interested amateurs contact him directly via email at jerry@remote.radio. That's Jerry spelled G-E-R-R-Y at remote.radio. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW in Picayune, Mississippi, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, we join Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, with news received from NZART branches.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start from the Nelson Branch 26 NZART, which has its Constructors Award Night on Thursday, the 17th of September, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Enna Glynn Community Hall in Tucker Place in Stoke. And details are in the recent newsletter. And don't forget the next ham cram to be held on the 3rd to the 5th of October. And if you need information about ham cram, contact strobnz, S-T-R-O-B-N-Z, at gmail.com. That's strobnz at gmail.com. To Marlborough Branch 22 NZART, their Constructors Award Night is on Thursday, the 11th of September, starting 7:30 p.m. at the EOC. The rules are in the most recent newsletter, so have a look there for details. Down to Christchurch Branch 05, where the next general meeting is to be held on Wednesday, the 3rd of September, starting 7:30pm at the Club Rooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. Kelvin ZL3KB will give a presentation on his involvement with the Spacelab 2 project on the Space Shuttle Challenger. And finally to Otago Branch 30, where meetings are held at the Club Rooms at 109 McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On Wednesday the 3rd of September, ZL4DK and ZL4BN talk about etiquette, while on the 17th, Greg ZL4GW will lead a discussion on POTA, SOTA and so on. Well, Jim, that's all from me. Back to you.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 28th of September. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for August 2025. Good night, everyone. Good night now.